Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Testing 1, 2. Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, my brothers and sisters. Well, we're back. Yes, indeed. We're back again. A little later tonight, but we're back again. Thanking the Most High, yes, for this precious opportunity and this precious time, this feast of rededication, for the redemption, my brothers and sisters, and in fact, for the rededication of our souls. I thank the Most High for this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. I thank the Most High for every ear. Yes, for every ear that he brings near. The Most High has told me. Yes, the Most High directly has told me. And I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men, yes, indeed, that men have done some of everything they could, yes, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, yes, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, we don't call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed without a reason. But the Most High has promised, yes, indeed, he has promised. All that men have sought to keep hidden in the darkness shall be brought to the light. And though men have been misled along all manner, diverse, perverse, misdirection, not discerning, my brothers and sisters, how often men have been deceived. I said deceived into falling after the ways of violence and warfare. And men have been deceived, my brothers and sisters, even unto the mutual damnation of themselves. In a world, my brothers and sisters, that has not discerned, it is because of deception, my brothers and sisters, because of deception that the world is filled with contentions. My brothers and sisters, it is sure, nevertheless, the truth shall yet reign. And a pure and perfect truth, my brothers and sisters, shall reveal to mankind one way, the everlasting way of life. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, since purity and completion offers one choice, Most High has always declared the gospel is his whole word. And my brothers and sisters, that pure, perfect word is the gospel of peace. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will be consecrated, who will be finally, my brothers and sisters, in all things rededicated to only what is that pure and perfect word, But they, my brothers and sisters, are the peacemakers. They, my brothers and sisters, are the meek, who shall conquer the world. They, my brothers and sisters, are those. Yes, my brothers and sisters, who for righteousness' sake, who for righteousness' sake, my brothers and sisters, will declare again to a world all that is necessary, that again in this world there shall be peace. No question about it, my brothers and sisters. The entire purpose of the gospel, the entire purpose of all the Most High has granted to mankind, rightly understood, has always been under the purpose of restoring peace to this world. You look at Micah 5:14 through 24? How about 28:18 through 20? All these scriptures relate that a pure and perfect word, my brothers and sisters, is the word of peace, a light to the world, a blessing to the nations. You say, go forth and teach all nations everything. Man being deceived into believing that some lesser standard could still be peace has only continually, my brothers and sisters, ensnared himself. Blessed are they then who will understand, as I've said so many times before on this show, the very word for peace in Hebrew is a word that relates also what is complete. The love of Yah, my brothers and sisters, the word there also relates the need to seek the Most High for all that He revealed. I seek the Most High that you might know, my brothers and sisters, your petitions being worthy, Him unto whom it is, my brothers and sisters, that you serve. But we live in a society today that has been, by and large, compelled to cause men to believe that whatever they believe, whether it's a pure and perfect perspective or not, is still yet worthy. My brothers and sisters, I dare tell you that the multitude of partial standards, deceitfulness after which men have called themselves righteous after so much injustice, has been the reason why all the contentions, the warfare, and the havoc in this world exists. I would like to call attention to such scriptures as those. How about what's written, my brothers and sisters, at Second Peter, 2:1-3. And we have to understand, brothers and sisters, a false prophet. What is the meaning? It really means more than just someone who perverts and twists the word. It's someone who declares a partial testimony to confuse the masses, to cause them to think themselves wise, my brothers and sisters, before the time, hasty in their conclusions. Oftentimes willing, my brothers and sisters, even to go to war to defend misconceit, a lack of discretion. The very word false means they cause me and my brothers and sisters to not just teach an imperfect word or impure word or unjust word, or my brothers and sisters, an untrue word, but compel men to jump to hasty conclusions, following my brothers and sisters after their carnality, presumptuousness, not realizing that all such presumptuousness, my brothers and sisters, I mean, listen to what I'm saying, not realizing that the contradiction that is in this world, it is a shame to believe or just to presume that what you've been taught is in all things sufficient in a world filled with so many contradictions. Ancient Israel knew that if there were any divisions among them as a people of faith, they must discern, my brothers and sisters, the need to seek the Most High Himself. Dare we say it the best we can do as a people of faith, my brothers and sisters? Dare we say that as a people of faith, the best we can do is to disagree? Dare we say that the very best we can do, my brothers and sisters, is argue with one another? Think about it. Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, the best we can do is lie against the Most High after what we just merely presume to be wise? Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that the best we can do, heaven help us, dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that the best we can do is destroy one another with our lies? While we claim, my brothers and sisters, to be the people of faith, the very word for faith in Hebrew, relates to faithfulness, my brothers and sisters, unto the will of one. I said it relates faithfulness unto the will of one, steadfastness after the will of one. And though we be scattered among a multitude of contentions in this world, brothers and sisters, it was still commanded to us while scattered in this diaspora to realize that the multitude of contentions that we face, the provocation that we face, my brothers and sisters, to endure even unto the fullness of the Most High has declared that we might be found worthy. The book of Jacob, they called James, my brothers and sisters, said our perseverance in the midst of a multitude of various worldly provocations, temptations, how about various allegiances, must bring us, my brothers and sisters, still seeking the Most High. I said, and seeking the Most High. And we come to him at last, my brothers and sisters, bring forth unto the Most High a perfect work. What else, my brothers and sisters, shall be our peace? Shall we say that trusting a multitude of varying ideas, partialities, pollutions, shall still be called the gospel? The Hebrew word, basar, for gospel, is good tidings. My brothers and sisters, relates a whole, pure, perfect, and complete word unto a sure message. There we say, my brothers and sisters, that we have been wise to call ourselves sufficient, wise, just before the time. When Messiah, the Prince of Peace, comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. How about even the way of peace, according to Isaiah 59, after men have made for themselves so many crooked paths. My brothers and sisters, reveal again to mankind the ways they have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise and honor the Most High. Where kabod also relates praise in the context of honor. We honor the Most High, my brothers and sisters, and we honor the will of one when we seek ultimately what is peace, understanding that, my brothers and sisters, we call ourselves wise after any lesser standard. We only deceive ourselves and others. There's a reason why the scripture says if any man shall deceive his brother against the law and the prophets, following after them, my brothers and sisters, after misorder and deceit, we shall in no case enter the kingdom. How about, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom of peace? How about the fact that my brothers and sisters said we seek to deceive, or any man seeks to deceive his brother against what is contained in the law and the prophets, the light to the world that is the law and the prophets, the way of peace. If any man deceive his brother against such, scripture says he's guilty unto hellfire. Why? Because he cannot. In such instance, my brothers and sisters, be found viable that must on this earth. I said the peace that must on this earth be manifest and restored, even finally, my brothers and sisters, be preserved forever. The carnal mind resists the law, the peace of Yah. Yes, the law of the Most High is unto peace. Romans 8 tells us this. The gospel went forth to the nations, my brothers and sisters. It was called the gospel of peace. How about the law of peace? A pure, perfect word, my brothers and sisters. It didn't say you can take that law and split it up. It didn't say you can function unjustly against the perfect understanding of that law and still have peace. Scripture says, if the gospel, the way of peace, be hid, is hid to them that are lost. How about them, my brothers and sisters, that are dissuaded after deceitful rulers who maintain and uphold all manner of injustice, that my brothers and sisters still cannot be called viable unto the kingdom of Yah. A multitude of contentions, a multitude of provocations, my brothers and sisters, not seeking the perfect will of Yah could never be peace. And the scriptures already tell us that a double-minded man that will not seek the fullness of all the Most High required, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. Why should the Most High, my brothers and sisters, preserve those? I said, why should the Most High preserve those who have no intention to be true in all things true unto him, who would only, my brothers and sisters, compel others to think that they are wise, think that they are defending the will of the Most High, while they, my brothers and sisters, only continue to uphold patterns, my brothers and sisters, that if the truth were to appear, because men upheld so many unjust ideals, that if the truth were to appear, if the way of peace were to appear, men believing that they have a right to defend their opinions would stand against it. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, that we seek better than this? I'd like to call attention to, again, 2 Peter 2:1-3. He says, for there arose false prophets among the people, just as there will be, he said, false prophets among you. It means, my brothers and sisters, it was warned that there would be many who would teach partial standards, not the whole gospel. My brothers and sisters, keeping the people confused and babbling, making war even, my brothers and sisters, to maintain standards of injustice. He said, there arose false prophets among the people, just there be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in damnably destructive heresies. Do we understand the word for heresy as a faction or a division? My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, let's get this right. The gospel of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that went forth into the midst of the nations to convert them was never a word after the status quo. To this very day, my brothers and sisters, there's no such thing as being true to the gospel and seeking to be politically correct. To this very day, my brothers and sisters, there's no such thing as being true to the mandates of the nations and still being true to the promise of the one holy kingdom. The Most High said will reprove them all. Think about it. The scripture says false teachers have been among us for a long time, my brothers and sisters. Please check out the website, my website, hiddengospel.com, hiddengospel.com, the article, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. It explains it how in so many ways whether the people are ready to acknowledge it or not, that since Rome blinded the minds and slaughtered those who knew the truth, the whole world, my brothers and sisters, is today subject to Western polytheist injustice. Please look at Daniel 8:5-25. For my brothers and sisters, a man is still a slave to whoever hears hides the truth from him until he finds the truth, my brothers and sisters, that the slaver has sought to hide. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters. When the scriptures talk about they speak this damnably destructive heresies, factions, divisions, they teach partialities, my brothers and sisters, that denies the whole word of the one master who repurchased them. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, bringing upon themselves, how about in their ingratitude, impending destruction? Listen to me, and please understand. When the scripture says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. When it says in Deuteronomy, how about Deuteronomy 18:1, that those who are presumptuous, if a man should presume to speak a word in the name of the Most High, he shall surely die. It means in the judgment, my brothers and sisters, he shall not live. How is it, my brothers and sisters, you have 45,000 denominations out here and people haven't realized that there's been much presumptuousness? Despite how many pastors preach their various epitaphs at men's funerals, the truth of the matter is that, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of presumptuous leaders have led the people down a quite much so errant path. Isaiah 24. That as with the priest, also with the people. Blindly the blind, Tyre 15:6-9. They both fall in the pit. Shall men say that trusting in a multitude of partial standards, they still yet follow the Savior? The gospel went forth as a pure, perfect word. It has now been divided after 45,000 denominations. People still say that's the faith and the will of one. You think that's still the faith, my brothers and sisters, that was to galvanize the people as one? Do you realize that, my brothers and sisters, the false prophets, those who teach partial doctrines, have split up the teachings to such a degree that men, my brothers and sisters, have been scattered, antagonistic, one against another, in the name of Messiah, and believe that they were following him? My brothers and sisters, Scripture says those who would do such a thing, uphold these false standards, bring upon themselves swift destruction. What does it say? And many will follow their sensuality. How about carnal mindedness? How about 1 Corinthians 3:1-4? Is man functioning after carnal mind, not after the spirit? Is man functioning after the carnal mind, will maintain his divisions? And the scriptures tell us point blank, my brothers and sisters, if there be strife and divisions among us, was still yet carnal and functioning as the designs, the precepts of many men The very word for men are many. It means many men. The concepts of many men, my brothers and sisters, were in the true righteousness of Yah, therefore to be blinded. Please read Isaiah 29, 8 through How about 9 through around 20? How about the 30th chapter? Talks about the idea about what are those who take counsel but not from him? How about my brothers and sisters trusting in many men and not understanding that what men have trusted in is a work of perversity? Time we understand. It says men walking after their carnality. Because of them, the way of truth will be insulted, counterfeited, evil spoken, even spoken against, perverted. 45,000 denominations. The gospel went forth as a pure, perfect word in every nation. And the rulers sought to maintain their own ideals. Shall we believe that a lot of carnal resistance has created for men many saviors, or a savior at all? Scripture says Messiah would come to raise the conscience of his people. Raise them up beyond their weariness. Think about it. If we live in a society as we do today, and men see all these various differences, hey, the area for churches in a city like this one covers every bit of a quarter inch or so of a phone book. That's insane. Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that all these multitude of divisions have been after the one spirit? I say, think again. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I say, think again. After the carnal my brother and sister, we have all these misopinions. After the spirit, my brother and sister, there's no contradiction. Who is it, my brother and sister, will be found true to the one who, Scripture says, comes to preach good tidings to the meek, to the weary. Meaning that it's a shame that we see all these differences and dare to think that it's still yet wisdom. It's a shame, my brothers and sisters, we see all these various different doctrines, and people say, live and let live, not realizing that's the way of death. What are those, my brothers and sisters, who don't seek the whole truth? They might be of beneficence unto the awakening of their brethren. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, because they walk after the carnal mind, not the way, and because the way of truth has been insulted, counterfeit, evil spoken of, and perverted. In their greed, they say they will exploit you. In other words, a world of confusion. You have leaders, my brothers and sisters, in a world of confusion, shamefully, who know that the people desire to believe that they are still yet wise, and they will teach them whatever they want to hear, fatally flattering them to death, that they create for themselves congregations. But the Most High, my brother and sister, look at this, and trust me, he knows the heart of those who have been so deceptive. Time we wake up, my brother and sister, time we recognize reality. Because the destruction and damnation such as this, Scripture is not asleep. How about the Scriptures that tell us the true religion? Jacob, what was around 127? True religion is to visit the fatherless and the widows and keep oneself unspotted from the world. How about visit? Well, think about it. It was the duty of the heads of the household, men of the house. It was the duty of them to teach their families. But what about if you had a widow? What about if you had those brothers and sisters who were orphans? It's still a duty on the part of all that all should be taught. To preserve the faith, keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Discerning, my brothers and sisters, the difference between the varying ideals and pollutions of man. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the Scriptures tell us in 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, we must escape the pollutions of this world. That's the only hope of salvation. We must escape or see beyond all the variant false doctrines. The Scriptures tell us in the book of Yehuda, the Messiah will come to rebuke it all. We must call it the grace of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. The Most High will teach us the right way. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes to expose every way of the wicked or the lawless. Do not, my brothers and sisters, be tricked into believing that you are wise because you think your intentions are good. Man hasn't even discerned what right intent is until the Most High shows it. Men say they have best intentions for good. Well, think about it. People have gone to war with the best of what they think is their intentions. Warring against one another, my brothers and sisters, to preserve injustice, and there still is no peace. So me and my brothers and sisters say that they shall decide unto themselves, not knowing the plan of the Most High. Eyes have not seen nor heard the glory of that which Yah has planned, the honor of what Yah has planned for those who love him, and still say because they had good intentions that they were wise, because they followed after what they had seen most wise in their own hearts. Men have trusted all kind of varying ideas, my brothers and sisters, and not discerned their error. Man's intentions are not good, complete, worthy, till Yah, my brothers and sisters, directs his heart. Blessed are they who will understand that. Scripture talks about keeping ourselves unspotted from the world. That's what true religion is. I can only tell you that across this entire world, I said across this entire world, in every denomination, in every nation, every social, political, national, cultural, order across the planet, there's only misorder. None of them are a savior, which is why Messiah must come to restore. But they all have been tainted. My brothers and sisters, this hasn't been true religion. This has been mass injustice. Religions, all of them of this world, are far from the foundation. They are pollutions and perversions with which Most High cannot be pleased, because, quite frankly, there's a very precious truth that from the beginning the Most High told all mankind he was to preserve, and none of them remembering that foundation. I said none of them remembering that foundation. Leave. My brothers and sisters, the whole world of those who follow, doing a disservice to the Most High and saying they praise him. How is it the world, my brothers and sisters, has despised the hope of the world being brought to a standard? Shame. Dare we believe the Most High would be pleased with so many of us, my brothers and sisters? Appeased while so many divisions exist among us, saying that we are wise, saying that we are faithful, unwilling to seek the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for what we have missed. Shall we dare say that after such contentions and provocations, being compelled, my brothers and sisters, to allow our conscience to be lowered, or let's just say never seeing beyond a commonly corrupt status quo? Shall we say the Most High should be pleased with this? When we say that this is the best we can attain by his spirit, think again, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, true religion is to teach those, my brothers and sisters, who need teaching. And we all do. We all have an obligation to seek the Most High for the whole truth. Think about it, to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. So were it not for the iniquitous worldly spots among us, my brothers and sisters, were it not for the pollutions and perversions, the injustice that men have been taught to give themselves over to, 45,000 denominations is not justice, it's not righteousness, it's not a pure consent to all the Most High has declared. It's a matter of men being lost, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. The pure, perfect word, that is the gospel, leads men to the way of peace and life. An imperfect word, my brothers and sisters, is imperfect because it's deviated apart from the right way. And after such as this, my brothers and sisters, are many lost. You can follow the signs, my brothers and sisters, to the near, even the nearest city, all the way to that last one. The trailer's off the highway. Fail that one sign, my brothers and sisters, and wind up miles and miles, if not many, many, many miles, departed, my brothers and sisters, never having found that of which you seek. It's time to discern the real. There have been many, my brothers and sisters, iniquitous, unjust standards, spots among us, teaching men injustice. What do you think a multitude of denominations is that can't teach the whole pure, perfect truth? It's injustice, it's not justice. It's unfair, it's not fair. It's uncleanness, it's definitely not pure. injustice of so many damning divisions, my brothers and sisters. There can't be faith in Yah as he is, nor his Messiah. There's evidence of a far from faith, far from the will of one. And my brothers and sisters, if we were truly the pure, perfect word, these multitude of divisions, these contentions, this warfare, this violence would not exist among us. What does it say in Isaiah 40? Comfort ye, O my people. It means seek the truth beyond yourself. Repent and return to the Most High fully. Hey, how should we do this, my brothers and sisters? But the Most High has revealed himself. To prepare for the one, it says in Isaiah 40-41, called the King of the East, the righteous one likened to the rising sun. It says the Most High must expose all your rulers, my brothers and sisters, that this one in his righteousness shall be exalted and revealed. Then, my brothers and sisters, will there be peace. Why is it that your rulers didn't tell you? It's because of a multitude, my brothers and sisters, of carnally minded, self-righteous, resistance in a misopinionated world. Think about it. All the nations have resisted the truth, which is why you see all these divisions, why you see the mass ignorance, why you see so many things that I mentioned, for instance, on my website, unknown by the greater portion of the masses. It's because of resistance, my brothers and sisters, against what's necessary to convert this world unto the will of one. The gospel, Messiah said, teach all nations to follow him. My brothers and sisters, all nations have not followed him after 45,000 denominations and 280 nations refusing to reason. Think again. Think again, my brothers and sisters. It's time to learn how to think again and realize beyond the illusion. It's a deleteriously degenerate mind, my brothers and sisters, that will look at all these divisions and contradictions and believe that somehow the Most High could be pleased with such as if it was a work of his spirit. You have to wake up. Shame, my brothers and sisters, this world calls a safe conscience one that's complicit with all kind of manner of blind argument and insanity. Not realize, my brothers and sisters, the destructiveness of it all. It's time we wake up. Because I'd like to ask a lot of people this simple question. If you found a holy thing, if you found a pure and perfect thing, would you desire, my brothers and sisters, that it be corrupted to appease your or your the conscience you have with another? Would you find a holy thing or sense of absolute direction, my brothers and sisters, would you choose to ignore that everybody has their own way? Realize that if such a thing as that were lawful, there would never be any redemption from a lie, nor would there ever be discretion beyond deceit. Indeed, to a world realizes that only purity and completion offers one choice. To the world realizes the spirit of grace, the gift of the Most High, teaches the only pure kingdom, law, and gospel. Do we realize the spirit of grace, my brothers and sisters, teaches only one pure, perfect way? Do we realize that truth, my brothers and sisters, none can be converted? First principle of the faith, Yah is one. Do we dare to believe that among you, if we trust that he is divided after all the varying ideas that we have converted? Think about it, the nations are already divided. You have to discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the gospel? What is that sure word? The sure word is not, my brothers and sisters, defined by a multitude of partialities and pollutions. We have to understand. We must understand. To tell the world, my brothers and sisters, it's true to Yah after one consent. A world is not safe, saved, secure, at peace. But my brothers and sisters, we live in a very dangerous place. With men exalting their injustices, my brothers and sisters have felt that they had a right to control. My brothers and sisters, all they've done is just set up premises after which men have destroyed each other, and all fighting for injustice and some form of partiality. My brothers and sisters have only given their lives in vain. Sworn by the holy name after some fallen standard. Think about it. The nations trick you into doing that. They cause you to call upon the name of the Most High, but after their vanity, the Most High, with none of this can be pleased. Blessed they who wait for him, who, my brothers and sisters, for righteousness' sake will judge and make war, that there finally might be peace, that men know how to bow a vow unto the Most High and perform it. Read Revelation 19:11-21, Isaiah 19. How about the 18th to 25th verse? How about the idea that the scriptures say that man one day, my brothers and sisters, discerning that the leaders have justified so much injustice that they can't make head or tail of how to fix boy, this Frankenstein monster of injustice that they've given license to be preserved. License, my brothers and sisters, to act as a will. Can't make head or tail, my brothers and sisters, how to fix it. Deceiving the people even to the foundation of their families. Scripture says the time will come in the midst of all this injustice. The men will cry to the Most High because of the oppressors, because they've been confused. Not realizing, my brothers and sisters, to preserve all these variant contradictions has been a damning thing. I said not to send all these variant contradictions have been a damning, divisive, sinful thing. Men have trusted in such, my brothers and sisters, never even realized they were lost. If they were found and truly knew their way, would they be so easily, my brothers and sisters? Would they so easily give sanction, a seal of confirmation, or do men believe that they can do that? There's so many ideals, misideals, with which the Most High cannot be pleased. How do the men have even considered, my brothers and sisters, by and large across this world, how peace, a perfect word, a discerning, pure and perfect word should be restored? So the Most High hear the prayers of those of my brothers and sisters be prideful, to be satisfied where they are, who resist being disciplined. I can only tell you what I've told you before. The time comes when Messiah will appear in a world of contentions. Only those who would trust in him will be preserved unto life. All others, my brothers and sisters, something's going to happen to go wrong. But something they trusted. That at the end of the day, simply steadily fall short. Think about it. How can the Most High be pleased with, my brothers and sisters, the prayers of all those who would deny him? Think about it. If there's but one door, one standard unto salvation, one is peace, shall it be divided that the mass differences remaining be counted still yet that standard? Think again. The gospel went forth pure and perfect under one standard. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that people have looked at these differences and not realized that something wrong? Very depraved spirit, my brothers and sisters, would do that. But those who are truly wise will not fall victim to such insanity, to so much injustice. Messiah said, let me keep, guard, maintain, and defend his commandments. How about the dimensions of the conscience that he revealed? You think he gives the conscience, raising power, the spirit from on high for men to fall away again? If we see a multitude of divisions, my brothers and sisters among us, that we say that we are true, is a word irrevocable, always true, cannot be changed? Think about it. Messiah said, if you love me, if you have your allegiance unto him, if you have your allegiance unto peace, you will keep God and maintain all his words. It's evident, my brothers and sisters, that's not what men have done. If there's been, and there has been only one standard toward peace, would you want there to be another standard? Would such an irreverent concept work unto the deliverance of mankind to peace, deliverance from all perversity, deliverance from all insecurity? Think about it. When you know what everybody believes, there's perfect cooperation on the part of all as the test. What else do you expect, my brothers and sisters? What else do you expect? That the Most High, my brothers and sisters, must be pleased according to all that he has decreed. Like I said, there's only one standard toward peace. Would you want another to appease yourself? Or see justified, supposedly injustice, the ways of the unjust? Do people actually believe that giving license to perversity or pollutions is reverence for Yah? I can only say, my brothers and sisters, if there's only one standard, and I know there is, whoever the Most High would reveal that standard to, the whole world should be seeking Him. Desirous to discern beyond every manner of fakery, because it's already written that those who believe lies, pretense shall be damned. Shame to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Over 45,000 denominations means that masses, my brothers and sisters, are being damned daily. And because the leaders know the people want to believe, fatal flatteries. So many men, so many are willing to walk after these illusions, trusting these illusions, even pay to have defended these illusions. Blessed are those who know they must seek far better. Yah should be pleased, my brothers and sisters, only when all that is His divine pleasure is accomplished beyond all these variant carnal relationships of man. That is His promise of peace. So what men have trusted after all these perversitudes, worldliness, cannot possibly be the church. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it cannot possibly be the church at all. The church is a place, my brothers and sisters, where men come to learn how to exceed the unrighteousness of this world, where the standard, at best, that men have trusted is still perverse. I said, where the standard men trusted is still perverse. How shall men, my brothers and sisters, say they are directed purely after the one Spirit? So the Most High pleased with this? No, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why He has to send a righteous one who will perform all that He declares and all that is His pleasure. It's not been a house of peace, my brothers and sisters, where partiality is preserved. What spirit is it that causes people not to seek the whole truth, or to rebel when the greater truth is revealed? Wherever the principle of the holy name, the Shema, the utmost commandment, is forgotten, my brothers and sisters, wherever those principles are forgotten, what men have believed has not been faith, nor has it been salvation. I can only tell you, if men really believe that the faith of Messiah, they call it Christianity, sanctions 45,000 denominations, people are still as polytheists and unconverted as ever. They're all, my brothers and sisters, who trust all these multitude of varying ideas under the marks of the beast, the standards of the... He's talking about the Tasmanian devil. Either men believe, my brothers and sisters, all that is necessary to repent unto the perfect will of Yah, or men, my brothers and sisters, still yet lost their way. I dare say that if men believe all this diversity that they see, they call upon the name of Yeshua, or call upon the name of Jesus, if men believe that all these, our brothers and sisters, are righteous representation, and are willing to presume that it is, not willing to seek the greater truth, my brothers and sisters, that is vast deception. And it is the mark of the beast. It is the standard of those who refuse to reason. For men have forgotten, my brothers and sisters, that all such thinking is presumptuous, damnably, according to Deuteronomy 18:1, damnably presumptuous thinking. It is false also, brothers and sisters, presumptuous, and it is not respect for Yah. Even unto sin, a multitude of divisions, my brothers and sisters. And my brothers and sisters, those who would maintain a multitude of divisions against the will of Yah and against my mankind coming to operation, the wages of such sin is still death. Time to wake up. Time to wake up. Time to understand the real. So much of what men have trusted has not been a stairway to heaven, but a gateway to hell. And it's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that the way of life and peace will only be according to a pure, perfect word. For in the truth of the Most High and His kingdom, there is no contention. All who would be sealed and confirmed, my brothers and sisters, must prove and agree all with all the Most High has revealed. All is contained in scriptures, true traditional intent and meaning, because believe me, much has been taken entirely out of context. How many of our sisters are going to prepare to be true to the righteousness declared about the early church knew? I can only tell you there's no question in my mind that Rome has strip the world of so much truth, lied against so much truth, to preserve a polished ideal that could never be truly Yah. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, will, after the spirit of remembrance, see beyond the trickeration of this age, to discern, my brothers and sisters, that which is the Most High from the beginning decreed? It's time to understand. I know it's a little bit late tonight. We just got into just part of these ideals. Whatever's wrought these various divisions, my brothers and sisters, not of the spirit of Yah. Those who fall after these divisions are not the sons of Yah, but Most High leads his people beyond all misconceit. May the Most High guide our hearts to realize what we must do if we're going to survive. For many have already been condemned, never knowing and never believed the true precepts of the Son of the Yah. Wow, I'm looking at the time. I said I'm going to try to make this about under some under an hour. Many have already been dealing with brothers who never understand the name. The Messiah came to deliver his people from all the misallegiances that have divided them. Look at Matthew 1:21. Says he delivers people from their sins. My brothers and sisters, man was created in the beginning with the knowledge of Yah. Israel was created as a nation, Most High showing men. Man was divided, my brothers and sisters, for being tricked away from the truth. And warfare has gone on ever since. Now, I admit, I've been very busy of late. A little sleep, a little tired. Want to continue with this. But trying to keep myself from falling asleep, quite frankly. I don't want to get out of line with the things that I say. So, I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, I got a lot to say concerning the things I've spoken about tonight. A lot of things have to be done. Like I said, while men call themselves wise and insanity, they feel feel justified after all manner, bring forth all manner kind of violence, warfare, radical attacks. But like I said, the day is going to come and Most High is going to prove that he will only sanction those who walk into him. When we come back again, one of the things I want to do, since there's so much still to speak about, tense amount of information still yet to speak about, I want to talk about this very fact. No question about it. It might be a shock for a lot of folks to catch on to the idea. But it might be a true surprise to many to realize that as many as are the references in the quote-unquote latter testimony that someone called a new covenant. It's not a new covenant as much as a restoration of a covenant. There's a restoration 2,000 years ago when man fell away again. The covenant needs to be restored again. Look at Jeremiah 30-31. 45,000 denominations is not a covenant. But with the exception of some scriptures in Jeremiah 30-31 and other scriptures in Isaiah 7:14, just about every prophecy in the Bible having to do with Yeshua as Messiah comes from prophecies, my brothers and sisters. Old Testament prophecies, primarily in the book of Isaiah. I said primarily in the book of Isaiah. Even in scriptures in the book of Isaiah and the book of Malachi. When the scripture talks about one coming in the spirit of Elijah. Eliyah, declare that Yah is Yah. Even those prophecies talking about one called the Son of Righteousness that arises. It's about every prophecy in the Bible, my brothers and sisters, speaks of Messiah. Actually, the prophecy concerning one whose actual title was the Kurdi. The righteous one likened to the rising sun, the king of the east, the Son of Righteousness that arises, the angel from the rising sun, angel meaning king, rising sun meaning east. But how many of my brothers and sisters understand those prophecies, primarily from Isaiah 40 to Isaiah 66 chapters? How many understand, my brothers and sisters, according to Luke 1:78, according to 2 Kapha 1:19-21, according to Revelation 16:12-21, the one called King of the East, Revelation 22:16, written offspring of David, the bright morning star. Just to throw out a few examples. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that Yeshua had to be discerned as the one called the Kurdi? Had to be discerned, my brothers and sisters, as that one, the scripture said, would come a second time to regather his people back to the land as he had before. Who is that that the Most High calls his anointed? The Most High said would prove foolish or deceptive the ways of all the rulers, deceiving men, my brothers and sisters, into warfare against the peace. Who is that? When you talk about all those prophecies, my brothers and sisters, I found some like 80-odd comparisons. And every single one of them, among those 80 that I speak of, keeps talking about Messiah, my brothers and sisters. As someone, my brothers and sisters, the most have never understood the prophecies concerning, meaning that if men have not understood the context of those verses, they haven't understood where Messiah comes from to cast aside every misreputation, that finally, again, there might be peace. That's exactly what in this feast of rededication should be about, casting aside every illusion that only righteousness remains, looking forward to the day when the whole world will look to Jerusalem for peace. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Menadim Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all for listening. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Articles like the City Prophecies, Tribulation 70-365 AD, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Diction, Word of the Shepherds. All my brothers and sisters, check out these words. The Gospel of Shiloh, the remembrance, remember promise, and discern, my brothers and sisters, the ways of the truth. Find out how you can help and, my brothers, support this ministry, for only those who discern the truth can. As the Most High has told my brothers and sisters long ago, only those who cannot tolerate then the multitude of contradictions we see in this world can be his disciples. Shalom, and a very blessed feast of rededication into the, yes, my brothers and sisters, the reconsecration, or let's just say the consecration of your souls. Blessed are those who will understand.